Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today our lesson is on Grab It, Don't Let It Get Away, coming from Philippians 3 and 12. But before we begin to explore this topic, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for blessing us to arise this morning. We thank you for just keeping us all throughout the day. Lord, we pray that you keep us throughout the duration of the day and many more days and years to come, Heavenly Father. We thank you for divine sovereignty. We thank you for divine revelations. We thank you for healing. We thank you for protection. We thank you for a refuge away from the worries and the toils of this world. We're asking you, would you continue to comfort those who are in bereavement, bless those who are in convalescent homes, those individuals who are homeless, those individuals who do not know you for the pardon of their own sins. We're asking, would you help us to become a light unto the world? Would you bless us to reach people? Would you help us to be models and to be of standard of excellence when we serve and uplift and magnify your name? We're asking you, would you anoint my head from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. We're asking you, would you continue to bless the ministry, the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, and the other ministries all over this land and country. We're asking, would you continue to bless the individuals who come on the ministry in order to spread their message, in order to spread what you have given them, their gifts. We're asking, would you bless us to utilize our gifts as seeds that are planted within the ground and grow and help it to spread in order to edify and lift up your name, not our name, but your name, Jesus. I'm asking, would you bless this segment to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. I'm asking, would you give me the wisdom and knowledge to be able to convey the message that you would have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And once again, I want to say, Happy New Year for those new joiners. I see a couple of people on the line. Amen. And I want to, before I forget, I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank my friends in Japan who just joined in on my Facebook page and other areas. Thank you for those who are messaging me right now saying that they're listening or they're going to listen. I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. Let them who have an ear hear the word of God. So I want to thank you in advance just in case, you know, we run out of time at the end. So thank you so much. And once again, today our lesson is on Grab It, Don't Let It Get Away. And we will talk about what the it is when we get there. And this comes from Philippians 3 and 12, which reads, "Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me." I have read Philippians 3 and 12. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. Philippians 3 and 2, I want to give you a brief synopsis of what the Lord spoke to me as far as the meaning of this scripture. Each day of our lives, we are constructed to continue to press toward our goal that God has given, not a goal that we have made for ourselves. I want to tell you this before I get into this while God's giving it to me. Excuse me. Each day of our lives, when you are able to open up your eyes, we are to ask God, what would you have me to do today? And when we say goal, it's a goal, a spiritual goal from God. God may want us to work on treating others right. God may want us to work on stop complaining so much. He may want us to work on being happier when we're around people. It's certain things that God wants us to work on that will help us become or get in his will. So before I explain this, I want you every morning when God blesses you to wake up and you pray and whatever you do in the morning, you know, but let's acknowledge God. It doesn't matter what you do in the morning, but let's acknowledge God. In the mornings, make sure that one of the questions you ask God, out of all of the questions, this is the most important. What would you have me to do today? What do Alfreda Love need to work on today? What do I need to work on? Okay? So that's something that we need to personally ask God. And I guarantee you he'll show you. Okay? But when we speak about this scripture, Philippians 3 and 12, we will not arrive on earth. We will get to our destination. We will reach it. We will enjoy the fat of the land. We will enjoy the things that God has given us while we're on earth. But we never get there until we make it into heaven, because the Lord is saying that all of our treasures are in heaven. There is no way that we can possibly enjoy everything on earth, because as we're living each day, treating people right, doing what we're supposed to do, reading the Word of God, disseminating the Word of God, being those seeds in the ground that grows up, help other people elevate in their belief in God, help other people elevate in their careers, help people elevate in their thinking, then we too are building up our treasures in heaven, because we're doing what God has asked us to do. And what God is saying today, and I want to convey this message to leaders, and everyone is a leader. You lead something, whether you lead your household, you lead a church, you lead a school, you are a leader. And so God is saying today that we need to be the seeds who are planted, who are deeply rooted in the Word of God, okay, because that will teach us how we're supposed to treat people, that will teach us how we're supposed to train people, that will teach us a lot of things about people. But we never make it to the goal as far as what God have us, which is heaven, until perfection, and perfection is death. But while we're on earth, we need to live in excellence. So what God is saying, and I'm going to make it very simple because there's a lot of things that goes with this that's also in the book. What God is saying in Philippians 3 and 12 is that we have not arrived, okay, because each day we're still working on our building, and our building is our temple, our building is our body, our building is our thoughts, those particular things. But we are pressing towards the mark. We are pressing. We're trying to make it where God wants us to make it. God has a goal for us on earth, and there is a goal in heaven. And the goal in heaven is to see Jesus. The goal on earth is to do what is right and to follow in the will of God and make it to that place where there is where you have prosperity, not only prosperity as far as having what you need, but prosperity in the name of Jesus, prosperity in Christ. So I wanted to really reiterate that so that we would know. And when we speak about, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me, God made a significant contribution. He invested in us by going to the cross and dying on the cross for us so that we may have eternal life. What are we doing to press toward the mark so that we may see this person, this being, who died on the cross for us? And that should be our goal. God is saying that right now. Before I even get to these other topics, I have to go on how God is leading me. If you want to see the person, the Christ, who went to the cross for us, he knew us, but we didn't know him. He went to the cross for us. He took the pain. He took everything, ridicule, being scorned, you know, nailed, all of that for us. So we should want to see who this person is who hung, bled, and died for us. I would hate to leave this earth in 1,000 years from now, hey man, leave this earth and not be able to, when I make my transition, see who made a sacrifice for me. It's like going back telling somebody thank you. You know, somebody that you don't even know, they went the extra mile for you, they spoke up for you, they helped to elevate you in your career, they helped to elevate you in some form or aspect, right? You want to know who that is so you can go and thank them. And each day we should be thanking Jesus, we should be thanking God But in thanking Jesus and God, we want to see this person face to face. It's always good to see somebody face to face. So what God is saying is we are reaching. Our goal is to see Jesus. That's our goal. And for him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We don't want to go all the way up to heaven and God tell us, depart. Depart from me, for I have never knew you because of your actions. So we want to make sure that we do that. Okay. Now, when we're talking about pressing towards the mark, I gave you some examples, and I'm going to allow you to read that on your leisure. Look up blind Bartimaeus. But he wanted to see because he heard Jesus. He heard the crowd going wild because Jesus was working miracles. Everybody heard about Jesus. He's very popular. And he heard about Jesus. And Jesus is the person who cured him of his blindness so that he could see. Okay? So he pressed. Blind Bartimaeus pressed. He could have sat there in blindness. And what God is saying today, that if we're walking in darkness, then we need to turn around like Paul did. I love Paul. Like Paul did on that Damascus road, and find Jesus, find the light. Second, the man with leprosy. We find that he had leprosy, and we find that Jesus once again cured the man of leprosy. Okay? So we need to make sure that we are seeking Jesus, because these people could have sat in their condition. And when we talk about darkness, we're not just talking about night. We're talking about darkness as in not being able to see God, not being able to hear God, just being out of touch with God, because we're doing things contrary to what God has asked us to do. We're out of the wheel. We're not pressing toward the mark. We're just like a dog just going around in circles chasing our tail. We'll eventually catch our tail. A dog eventually catches his or her tail, but then let's go again. God needs consistency, consistency in serving him. He needs consistency in our press. We have to keep running. Okay, the woman with the issue, she was at home. She heard that Jesus was coming to town. She pressed her way through the crowd. I always use her as an example. She pressed her way. She pressed her way. She might have been sad. She pressed her way. She might have had tears. She pressed her way. She might have had to move a couple of people out. But she pressed her way in order to get to where God was so that she could receive her healing. And so my question today, and the question that we ask, is what are you pressing for? Or are you pressing at all? Our life, we have but a few days. We have but a few years. And each morning when you get up, as I said, what God has shown is you need to ask God, what is my purpose? You need to ask God today, Lord, this day, Sunday, what do I need to work on? Today. We're not worried about tomorrow, because tomorrow's not even promised. We're not even really worried about the next second. Right now, what do I need to work on? That's something that we need to ask God every morning. And I guarantee you, your day will run smoother. You will be able to, when Satan comes in, you will be able to tell him to get thee behind me. You will be able to deal with people better. You will be able to love harder. You will be able to be stronger in the Lord in how you treat people. Because being strong in the Lord and knowing the word of God is more than just our words. It's our actions, okay? It's our actions. So in looking at our actions, we have to make sure that that exemplifies what God will be pleased with and how we deal with people. So each morning, that's the first thing that God has given me, is to get up. When you get up, pray to God. And yes, I'm saying it. Pray to God and ask God, what would you have me to do today? What do I need to do today? What do Afrida need to do today to get closer to you? You know? Okay. Now, I wrote down 3 points. And the first thing, when we press toward the mark, we must trust in God. All right? Let me back up. First of all, you must know what you're pressing toward. And you understand what you're pressing toward by asking God. Because you can't grab something that you don't know what you're grabbing for. And this is the I love my young people, so I'm going to go ahead and give this example while God is showing me. When you're at a football game and someone makes a touchdown, they grab the ball, right? And this person makes a touchdown. The cheerleaders go wild, the crowd go wild, and pretty soon you'll see the cheerleaders throwing balls up. Throwing balls up in the stadium. And everybody's holding up their hands, ready to catch it. Some people catch it and some people don't. That's what God is saying. You have to trust in God and say, God, I know that you're going to throw this football to me, and I'm going to catch it when you throw it. I'm going to catch it and I'm going to grab it. When you catch a football, you don't keep your hands up. You grab it and you put it by your heart. And that's what God is saying about the Word of God. He's saying, once I give you the Word of God, once I give you the yes to go out into the fields, once I give you the yes to spread the Word of God, once I give you the yes to plant the seed, once I give you the yes to move up in your career, you grab it, you hold it close to your heart, and you continue to trust in me. No matter how difficult it is, no matter what the world says, no matter, if individuals say, well, how did you do that? It's because of God. I grabbed hold to the Word. I grabbed hold to the promise of God. I trusted in God. I believed in God. And God said, this is for me. And that's how we have to grab hold to what God has given us. Many times, and the reason why we miss the ball is not because God's not throwing it to us. Or we miss the blessing, not because God is not throwing it to us. It's because when we have our hands up praising God, and maybe our neighbor, the ball is thrown to our neighbor and our neighbor grabs it, and we don't catch it, then we give up. Well, if God is blessing your neighbor, he's going to bless you too. Because there is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. If you trust and believe in him, he will do the same thing for you. But this is a personal thing. Okay? So we have to trust in God. We have to trust that God is going to throw us that football. He's going to throw us that blessing. And when he throw it to you, don't drop it. Grab it. Don't let it get away. Hide it close to your heart. And then once you utilize that gift, make sure that you're blessing other people. Don't just hoard the gift to yourself. You know, if God has given you the gift of singing, sing for people. If he's given you the gift of speaking, speak. If he's given you the gift of leading, lead. But we must, first of all, grab hold of it. Put it close to our heart. That means to study. To study whatever God gives you. To show yourself approval first. A workman that needed not be ashamed, but rightfully divided in the truth. And then you go out and you start planting those seeds and you'll watch things grow. Number two, seek God. Every day we should seek God. And when we say seek God, we don't mean with the physical eye, because we walk by what? We walk by faith and not by sight. God is faith. That's where we get our faith from. That's how things happen. Because it says faith without works is dead. So God is always moving in our lives. It's just that we have to move with God. We can't, if God tells us to go left, we can't just stand there. That frozen Christianity, we can't just stand there and say, I don't want to go that way because I'm going to miss out on this, this, and this. God is telling you to move to the left, move to the left. And see, we have to seek God. We have to go where God is. Wherever God is, that's where we have to go. We can't listen to the naysayers. We can't listen to the people who is advising us as far as what they would do. It's what God would do. What is God telling you? But we have to make sure that we're praying to seek God first. That's the way that we press towards the mark. God is leading us to the mark. But some of us are walking the other way, and we're getting further and further away to where God is calling us to. Okay? So we say trusting God. That means when God assigns you something, or when God gives you something, grab it. Don't let it get away. Put it close to your heart. Number two, seek God. That means that every day, we're praying to God. We're following after God's direction. We're listening to God. When we get up in the mornings, we're praying to God. We're talking to God. Okay? The third thing is pray to God. In season and out of season. Just because you have caught the football, children, just because you have caught the blessing, adults, does not mean you stop seeking God, because God has more for you. If he can trust you to catch that one little football, then he can trust you to catch a Heisman Trophy. He can trust you to catch a speaking engagement. He can trust you to catch something else. But he has to trust you, first of all, to catch the small football that he's throwing to you. And if you can do that, and put it close to your heart, and continue to seek God, and continue to pray to God, and know where your sources are coming from, and it's not coming from you because you're so good, it's coming from God because he's so good, then you can begin to press toward that mark. So we need to trust in God, catch the football, seek God. Which way is he telling us? Kind of like in football when you're trying to find which way to go, where to defend, where the defense is not, you know, going to bombard you. And then number three, pray to God. That's a touchdown. When we begin to pray to God, that's when you really start seeing those windows open. That's when you are on the touchdown line, when you begin to pray to God. Pray to God. And actually, before you can begin to really have a relationship with God, for those of you who are trying to seek God and have a relationship with him, you're going to have to trust in God first. You're going to have to trust him that he's going to bring you through. God's going to have to show you something. He's going to have to put you through a difficult situation and bring you out so that you can begin to trust him. And once you begin to trust him, you're going to want to know who this person is. Like we said before, who is this person that's getting me out of the storm of life? Who is this person that's coming to comfort me? Who is this person that I love so much that I don't even see? Who is this person? Well, it's Jesus. Then you're going to begin to pray to God so that God can be with you all the days of your life and you could dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. So let me go back over this real quick. Trusting God. All right? And you can always replay this to get this down. Trusting God. All right, somebody, God is throwing the football to us. We need to catch it and put it close to our heart. Number two, seek God. Which way is God telling us to run with the football? And number three, pray to God. How are we going to make that touchdown? And when we make that touchdown, that's when we reach our prize, our destiny, Heisman Trophy, our blessing, what we've been waiting on, career steps, what we've been waiting on, ministries, what we've been waiting on. Touching other people's lives all over this world. That's what we've been waiting on, okay? So that's very important. That's very, very important. We have not arrived, but we are on our way. Some of us are in a position where we're just trusting in God. We're just trying to get to know God. First of all, we haven't been praying, and that's fine. It's not fine to not pray, but trust in God. If you're trusting in God, you have some type of contact with him. It's kind of like that woman who said, if I can only touch the hem of your garment. God just wants us to, first of all, know him. Know that we can trust him. All right? We have not arrived, but we are on our way. All right? We never arrive because we can always learn something and be better the next day. Press in spite of difficulties. You know, when you are trying to catch that football at football games, when somebody make a touchdown, somebody may move you out the way because they want to catch it. Someone may knock you down and get the football. I mean, anything could happen. But know that what God has for you is yours, okay? What God has for you is yours. There's no need to worry about somebody pushing you down, knocking you down, stepping over you, because what God has for you is yours. I was listening to a young man who is a family member of mine, and he was going over. He's very successful. In school, God is really blessing him, and he started a ministry at his college, praise God. And he indicated how in life, I knew I should have deserved this, but I didn't get it, okay? And he said, but still, I pressed on, and God is blessing him way more than what he thought he should have had. So my encouragement to you today is press on in spite of difficulties. You thought you were supposed to receive that position. But God has something better for you, but you have to wait. But in the position of waiting, you're not in need of anything. God will take care of you. So let's be thankful for what we have, okay? So press in spite of difficulty. That's what the Lord is telling us today. What goal has God set for you? I said that earlier. In the morning time, you need to pray, and you need to ask God sincerely, what do you want me to do? Journal it down. You don't have to tell anybody. Just write it down. What goal do you want me to have, Lord? Each day, we witness new mercies. You didn't have a good day yesterday. Today's a new day. Let's start over from scratch. I don't understand how people can hold grudges for days and years. Let it go, because God want to bless you. But once again, we're holding grudges, and we're missing our journey. We're getting further and further back from where God is calling us. Every time we get upset with someone, we go contrary to where God is trying to carry us. And God is saying it is time for us to begin to focus on him instead of focusing on the things of this world, which is getting us off track. Anger, jealous, malice, hatred, not helping people elevate, keeping people down, you know. And I pray to God, and I'm going to say this, and God is my witness with this ministry. This ministry is not to stagnate people. We are here to grow people. When I go to different cities and states, it is to grow people closer to God and to grow them in other areas of their lives. And if the ministry does anything except that, or if you are a person who doesn't have a ministry but you have a message or you are a leader, your job is to grow those people. But those people also have to want to grow. That's the catch too. But one of the goals that God is saying for leaders and for the ministry is to grow people, draw them near unto thee, which is God. Not unto me, but unto thee, who is God. I also wrote down Proverbs 29 and 18. It says, where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is he who keeps the law. There must be a vision. When you wake up every morning, you must understand and recognize what God would have you to do. Some people wake up. I listen to a lot of radio stations. They wake up. They don't thank God. They just go in, brush their teeth. Okay, I'm getting ready to go to work. God needs some time. We need to pray to God. First of all, thank God for even waking up, because he didn't have to wake us up. And so we need to make sure that we're praying to God, and we need to make sure we understand the vision that God would have for us. And many times when we're conveying or promoting God, it's not so much as saying God, 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 but it's through our actions. It's through how we treat people, how we interact. If we find ourselves complaining every day, if we find ourselves just trying to destroy things and gossiping and things like that, that's not of God. That's not of God. It needs to be buried. It needs to go someplace. I guarantee you, I want you to do this for me while God is showing me this, because I have about 4 minutes. On today, I want you to start by being positive the whole day. Don't think, if you're thinking about something negative, bury it. And I guarantee you, those with high blood pressure, I guarantee you, you'll feel better. Those with different things going on, I guarantee you, you'll feel better if you begin to think positive. Just try it. Just try it, okay? There's another one. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. We're pressing toward the mark. We want to make that touchdown. We want that blessing. Philippians 3 and 14. Proverbs 21 and 5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. Okay? So that means we do not, we have to wait on God's timing. All right? We caught the football. Okay? We caught it. God is going to give us the direction to go. It may take us a couple of days. It may take us a couple of years to make the touchdown. But continue to hold on to the ball. Don't try to rush the offense. You have to wait until the quarterback snaps the ball to move. When Jesus is the quarterback. Jesus gets ready for you to move, you're going to move. But you have to be patient. We have to be patient. God has something in store that's huge that's coming. And I'm waiting. And I'm not going to rush God, because I have what I need. God supplies everything that we need. But we have to trust in it. I'm going to be very brief. I have 2 minutes. Psalms 27 and 14, and I'm concluding, basically says this, and this is not verbatim, but the Lord gave me these pointers, and the Lord showed me the scripture. Psalms 27 and 14, wait on the Lord. That's number one. Number two, obtain strength. You have to have strength in order to continue to hold that football and continue to walk with Jesus or continue to run with Jesus and then to make that touchdown. Okay, because sometimes we get weary in our well-doing. All right, but we can't faint. And then grab hold and don't let go, for God will never let go of you. Once you grab hold of God, once you grab hold of that football, once you grab hold of that blessing that God is giving you, hold on to it. Don't let anybody sway you. Don't let anybody disencourage you. Don't let anybody intimidate you. You hold on to what God has promised you, and I guarantee you, you're going to make a touchdown. I guarantee you, you're going to have that blessing. Because God is good. And he's worthy to be praised. I will promote God every time I get on here. I will promote God through my actions. That's a promise that I made, because God makes a lot of promises to us. That's a promise I made to God, that this 2014 year, through my actions, I will promote God. Okay? So let's make sure one more time for my children here. Trust in God. God is going to throw you a blessing. You don't have to push, shove, none of that, okay? Number two, seek God. Once you get the ball, once you get the blessing, once you get the ministry, once you get the church, once you get your own building, once you become a leader for other people, seek God. What is God telling you? Which direction does God want you to go? Don't move in front of God, and don't lag too far behind from God. Stay with him. As one song says, he walks with me, he talks with me, and he calls me his own. Number three, pray to God. When you begin to pray to God, things begin to happen. You start scoring touchdowns. You start seeing results. You start impacting people. You start being that seed that's, you're at the bottom of everybody's root. They're able to grow because of God, the God in you. And that's the type of ministry that Alfreda Love want to have. That's the type of ministry God has given me. So without further ado, I want to say, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Please follow me or look for me on Facebook, ALFREDALOVE, FREDALOVE. I will have announcements about tomorrow. Please join me on tomorrow. Thank you so much. God bless you. Take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.